Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Thursday, February the 6th, Community Calendar. We're going to be looking at events that are going to occur over the next week to 10 days in the area. We'll start out with some sports, and then we'll go to the Ability 360 calendar, followed by the EMVIA calendar, and then we'll look at specific events that are chronicled in the azcentral.com and also the Phoenix New Times. If we have time, we might get into a movie review as well. My name is Chuck Berry. I'm your volunteer reader. So let's start out with sports. We have the Super Bowl behind us. We also have the golf tournament at the TPC golf course behind us. But we still have some interesting sporting events around the area. Beginning tonight at 9 p.m., we have the Arizona State Sun Devils men's basketball versus the UCLA Bruins men's basketball, and that's tonight at 9 p.m. is the tip-off. These games and this game and the game on Saturday is critical for ASU as to whether or not they will make the NCAA tournament at the end of the year. Or at the end of the season. On February 7th, Friday at 7 p.m., the Phoenix Suns are hosting the Houston Rockets at the Talking Stick Resort Arena. On February the 8th, it's the Suns again hosting the Denver Nuggets, also at the Talking Stick Resort Arena, and that's at 7 p.m. on February the 8th. Then we have that second important ASU basketball game on Saturday, February the 8th at 8 p.m., where the Arizona State Sun Devils play the USC Trojans at the Desert Financial Arena. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have the Phoenix Suns hosting the Golden State Warriors at Talking Stick Resort Arena, and that's at 7 p.m. We also have the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show beginning February 13th, Thursday at 8 a.m., and that's out at Westworld of Scottsdale. On Friday, February 14th, there's a number of events occurring. The first one is the continuation of the Scottsdale Arabian Horse Show, starting at 8 a.m. out at Westworld of Scottsdale. Then at 1 p.m., we have some college baseball. On day one, we have Connecticut versus Cal Poly at 1 p.m., and we have Vanderbilt versus the University of Michigan at 5 p.m., and that's taking place at the Salt River Fields at the Talking Stick Arena, or Talking Stick Resort. At 6:30 Friday on the 14th, we have the opening game of the Arizona State University Sun Devils baseball season. They're hosting the Villanova University Wildcats, and that's at 6:30 p.m., at the Phoenix Municipal Stadium. February 14th at Friday at 7 p.m., we have Arizona State Sun Devils women's basketball. They're playing Washington State here in Tempe at the Desert Financial Arena. The Arizona State Sun Devils hockey is playing the University of Alaska in Anchorage Seawolves at the Oceanside Ice Arena also this coming Friday, at 7:05 p.m. And then February 15th at 8 a.m., we have that continuation of the Arabian Horse Show. And that does it at least for the next week to 10 days as far as area sports are concerned. We're going to move now to the Ability 360 calendar for the next 10 days. For those unfamiliar with Ability 360, I'll read just a very short description of their program. Ability 360 continues a 35-year tradition, offering and promoting programs to empower people with all disabilities to take personal responsibility so that they may achieve or continue independent lifestyles within the community. The independent living philosophy states that people with disabilities should have the same civil rights, options, and control over choices in their own lives, as do people without disabilities. Ability 360 has actually three facilities. One is located in the Phoenix area, and this is their main office. It's at 5025 East Washington Street, Suite 200, and their phone number is 602-256-2245. And they're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then there's also an Ability 360 Sports and Fitness Center. That's at 5031 East Washington in Phoenix. And that number is 602-386-4566. And they're open weekdays from 6 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and closed on Sunday. And there's also a Yavapai County office at 9400 East Valley Road, Prescott Valley, and their number is 928-277-0364. And we're going to start out with Friday, February the 7th, Living Well in the Community. Living Well in the Community is a free 10-week health and wellness program designed to help adults living with physical disabilities develop healthy habits and learn new skills to live well with a disability in all aspects of their life. The Living Well program helps participants identify their goals and develop a plan to achieve those goals. Some topics included in the program are problem solving, beating the blues, healthy communication, eating well, and self-advocacy. For more information, please contact 480-589-6808 or lwd@ability360.org. Also on Friday, February the 7th, we have Rugby Rave, and it's an all-day feature. It's at the 360 Sports and Fitness Center at 5031 East Washington. For more information, click on https://ability360.org/rugby-rave/. Next, we have Terrain Hopper Days. This is an open hike day for anyone to try out the Terrain Hoppers. Families and friends are invited to hike alongside the Terrain Toppers, or Hoppers, excuse me, and that's on Saturday, February the 8th, at South Mountain in Phoenix. And the website for more information is ability360.org/hopper/. On Saturday, February the 8th, East Valley Lupus Support Group is meeting. The Lupus Foundation of America support groups are intended to provide a warm and caring environment where people with lupus, their family members, caregivers, and loved ones can share their experiences, methods of coping, and insights into living with chronic illness. The support group also offers current and accurate information about lupus and related issues and appropriate community resource information. They're going to be meeting from 11 to 12:30 p.m. That's Saturday, February the 8th. Admission is free. The location is 9560 East Ray Road, the Media Center in Mesa, Arizona. And the contact is Lisa Carr at lupusluminaries@gmail.com. Or the phone number is 601-299-0592. And then, as usual, every Monday on February the 10th, it's Sports for Vets-Golf. Ability 360 Veteran Golf is for active duty or retired military. Each month, Ability 360 Veteran Golf will play 9 holes at a different golf course in Maricopa County. There was still no specific golf course designated for February, so you need to contact Taylor Tadrick. That's capital T-A-Y-L-E-R, capital T, at ability360.org. There's a cooking group coming up on February the 10th. Each month, we'll try to have a luncheon theme. Cost? Consumers assist by bringing ingredients for lunch. Contact Leanne Murillo at leanne@ability360.org. And that's on February the 10th. The time is 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And again, the cost is the ingredients you bring. It takes place at the Ability 360 Center, 5025 East Washington Street in Phoenix. On Monday, February 10th, we have the Show, Exercise, and Education Series. Ability 360 and SHOW are partnering to bring an education and exercise series. Classes will be led by Tri-University students majoring in a health-related field. Different topics and exercises will be offered each week. Some classes include cardiovascular, accomplish your New Year goal, reduce high blood pressure and cholesterol. Also, neuropathy, navigating weakness, numbness, and pain in exercise, and osteoporosis, stay active and improve bone density. The Student Health Outreach for Wellness, which is SHOW, is Arizona's first tri-university collaborative service learning, student-run project, and has been in operation since 2013. It is sponsored by the Arizona Board of Regents. This is on Monday, February 10th, and it runs through April the 20th. The time is 3:45 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. You may register at ability360.org/sports, that's S-P-O-R-T-S, /membership-classes, C-L-A-S-S-E-S, /. It's held at the Ability 360 Sport and Fitness Center, 5031 East Washington Street in Phoenix. Also on Monday, February the 10th, the Adaptive Dragon Boat Practice. Team Blue is a dragon boat team for veterans with or without disabilities and civilians with disabilities, and is a part of the Arizona Dragon Boat Association. It takes place at the Tempe Town Lake Marina, 550 East Tempe Town Lake, occurs from 6:15 to 9:15 p.m., and that's Monday, February the 10th. The contact people are Luke Rumbart at 602-386-4568, or L-U-K-E-R at ability360.org. Also, Michelle Lay at 520-405-3755. On Tuesday, February the 11th, Healthy Teens, Healthy Communities. This is an all-inclusive, comprehensive health and wellness program for teens, offering access to personal trainers, exercise physiologists, nutritionists, and coaches. Also access to a personalized health, wellness, and fitness program, and peer support and interaction. Participants will complete quarterly health assessments to collect results and adapt initial plans as necessary. Trainers will also provide updated workouts for participants' use at the Sports and Fitness Center and at home. For more information, call 480-935-3466 or Christina, capital C, that's capital C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, capital C, at ability360.org, and it takes place at the fitness center from 4:30 to 5:30. That's How We Roll, SCI Support Group. This occurs every second Tuesday of the month from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February the 11th. The address is 690 Bell Rock Boulevard in Sedona. And the phone number is 928-301-1591. The website is Support Group, and that's with a capital S and a capital G, at kctproject.com. And again, that's Tuesday, February the 11th, 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Support Group for the Blind is meeting on Tuesday, February the 11th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 4222 East Thomas Road, Suite 150 in Phoenix. For more information, contact Connie LeBlond at 602-795-0195. The free computer tutoring class is also being offered again on Tuesday, February the 11th, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the New Horizons Disability Empowerment Center, 9400 East Valley Road in Prescott Valley. For more information, call Joan or Chance at 928-772-1266, extension 113. Again, Tuesday, February the 11th, 10 to 12 p.m. The Phoenix Young Adult and Caregiver Brain Injury Support Group is meeting Wednesday, February the 12th. Come meet wonderful people, make new friends, and share your journey. Guest speakers discuss their experiences navigating love, work, and life in general post-brain injury. That's taking place at the St. Joseph's Hospital Conference Rooms 1 and 2, 350 West Thomas Road in Phoenix. The website is info at biaaz.org, and the phone number is 508-8024. It runs from 6 to 7:30 p.m., and admission is free, and that's Wednesday, February the 12th. The Curling Clinic is happening again on Wednesday, February the 12th. It's at the Coyotes Curling Club at 2202 West Medtronic Way, Suite 101 in Tempe. And that runs from 4:30 to 6 p.m., Wednesday, February the 12th. For more information, contact Tim at timothys@ability360.org or Katie at katier@ability360.org. We have chair yoga again this month. That's occurring on Wednesday, February the 12th. The location is New Horizons Disability Empowerment Center. That's at 9400 East Valley Road in Prescott Valley. And the time is 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. On Thursday, February 13th, we have the Brain Injury Support Group. This meets every second Thursday of the month. It meets at 3 p.m. at the New Horizons Center, 9400 East Valley Road in Prescott Valley. And for more information, call Mary at 928-515-2529. Sexual and domestic violence resources are available again this Thursday, February the 13th. Every Thursday, the Arizona Coalition to End Sexual and Domestic Violence will have a victim service specialist availability at Ability 360 main offices from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The service is free, and we hope that the community, including people with disabilities, family, caregivers, service providers, Ability 360 staff, or anyone needing support and services, will utilize the resources. Again, that's at the Ability 360 main campus, 5025 East Washington Street. Drop-ins are accepted, and appointments are available. If you need an appointment, call or contact Helpline at acesdv.org for an appointment. On Thursday, February the 13th, using the ADA and ABA standards, registration is required. Contact Tricia Serlin with name, agency name, and email address at tricias@ability360.org, and that's taking place at the Ability 360 Center, 5025 East Washington Street, Thursday, February 13th at 12:30 p.m. So remember to contact Tricia for registration for that event. We also have Dave's Out to Lunch Brunch. That's Thursday, February the 13th at 12 p.m. It's at the New Horizons Disability Empowerment Center, 9400 East Valley Road in Prescott Valley. The time again is 12 p.m., February the 13th, which is a Thursday. And lastly, on Saturday, February the 15th, from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., we have the Fred Astaire Wheelchair Ballroom Dancing Clinic. It's a free event, but there are only 20 spots where you're paired with a professional dancer and a meet and greet after the class. And that's taking place at the Ability 360 Sports and Fitness Center at 5031 East Washington Street in Phoenix. Non-members will need to sign a liability waiver and pay $5 upon arrival. Again, that's Saturday, February 15th, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. And that completes the Ability 360 calendar for the next week to 10 days. We're now going to move over to the EMVIA calendar, which is information for visually impaired Arizonans. Friday, February the 7th, from 9:30 a.m., FBC's parent-to-parent group program does not meet today. For more information, contact Cody Alvarez at 602-678-5817 or calvaraz@seeityourway.org. On Saturday, February the 8th, at 9 a.m., the board meeting of the Arizona Council of the Blind is scheduled for the second Saturday of every month at 9 a.m. Call 520-468-0000 and use meeting code 85715#, to join in. Also on Saturday at 8 p.m., February the 8th, SunSounds broadcasts the descriptive audio of a classic movie, usually on the first Saturday of every month at 8 p.m. This Saturday's 2010 movie is Morning Glory, starring Rachel McAdams, Harrison Ford, and Diane Keaton. An upstart television producer accepts the challenge of reviving a struggling morning show program with warring co-hosts. For more information, contact SunSounds at info@sunsounds.org or call the Tempe office at 480-774-8300. Tucson at 520-296-2400 or Flagstaff at 928-779-1775. On Monday, February 10th, NFB's annual Washington Seminar, Washington, is where members of the National Federation of the Blind convene to learn about and advocate for legislative initiatives that will improve the lives of blind Americans. Contact Gabe Cesaris at 410 659-9314 or GCAZARES at nfb.org. Tuesday, February the 11th at 7 a.m., the Chandler Mayor's Committee for People with Disabilities holds meetings, usually on the second Tuesday of every month, at Chandler Community Center on Commonwealth Avenue. Call 480-782-2702 for more information. Wednesday at 6 p.m. on February 12th, the City of Surprise Veterans, Disability, and Human Services Commission meetings are usually held on the second Wednesday of the month in the City Hall Council Chambers at 6 p.m. All meetings are open to the public and will be televised on Surprise TV and online at www.surpriseaz.gov/Surprise TV. For more details, call 623-222-3154 or write to Michelle Boyer at michelle.boyer@surpriseaz.gov. Thursday, February the 13th from 10 a.m. or at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., the Book Chat Discussion Group of the Arizona Talking Book Library meets by phone on the second Thursday of each month, except for September and October, meeting for 1 hour from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., with both sessions discussing the same book. Book Chat is made up of adult members of the Talking Book Library. Call them at 602-255-5578 or 800-255-5578. On Friday, February the 14th at 9:30 a.m., FBC's Parent-to-Parent Group program meets from 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Activities for children may include music therapy, literacy, communication, sensory, movement, and vision centers, and all family members are welcome. Today at 1234 East Northern Avenue in Phoenix, it's Learning Through Play with Denise Cook. For more information, contact Cody Alvarez at 602-678-5817 or CALVAREZ at seeitourway.org. And that's Friday, 9:30 a.m. on February 14th. And lastly, Saturday, February the 15th at 12:30 p.m., the NFB East Valley Chapter meets on the third Saturday of each month at the Pyle Center at 655 East Southern Avenue in Tempe from 12:30 p.m. to 3. Members usually gather for a bite to eat at a local restaurant afterwards. For more detail, contact Megan Homrighausen at 480-510-6196. And that's Saturday, 12:30 p.m., February the 15th. And that completes our EMVIA calendar. I'd like to take just a moment to remind you, you are listening to the Community Calendar brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. My name is Chuck Berry. I'm your volunteer reader. We're now going to look at some concerts scheduled in February at the azcentral.com website. The title is Best Concerts in Phoenix this February. Innings Festival, Young Dolph, and Key Glock, Thrice. February brings three major music festivals to Metro Phoenix, each with its own personality. And this is by Ed Maisley from the Arizona Republic. And we're going to start out with Toby Mac. The seven-time Grammy winner will be joined by Taryn Wells, Jordan Feliz, We Are Messengers, Ryan Stevenson, Aaron Cole, and Cochran and Company on his latest Hits Deep tour. Quote, This tour is supposed to be about hit songs all night long, he says. The songs that people know. The songs that people love. That's why we call it Hits Deep. We want the audience to be singing along all night long. And that's Toby Mac, 7 p.m. Friday, February the 7th, at the Gila River Arena, 9400 West Maryland Avenue in Glendale. Tickets are $19.75 and up. The phone number is 623-772-3800, and the website is Ticketmaster.com. Next is Dermot Kennedy. This Irish singer-songwriter and former busker may be best known in the U.S. for Outnumbered, a soulful folk-pop standout from a full-length debut titled Without Fear. He's played some of the biggest U.S. music festivals, including Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza, South by Southwest, Austin City Limits, and Coachella. In 2018, he was voted by listeners as NPR Slingshot's Best New Artist of the Year. And he's appearing at the Arizona Federal Theater, remember that's formerly Co-America Theater, at 8 p.m. Saturday, February the 8th. That's at 400 West Washington Street in Phoenix. Tickets are $29.50 and up, and the phone number is 800-745-3000 or Ticketmaster.com. The Stray Kids are playing at Arizona Federal Theater on Sunday, February 9th, at 7:30 p.m. This South Korean boy band, formed by JYP Entertainment through the 2017 reality show of the same name, has eight members: Bang Chan, Lee No, Chung Bin, Hu Jin, Han Felix, Soong Min, and IN. A six-song EP of songs they performed on the show called Mixed Tape hit the Billboard World Albums chart at number 2. They arrive on the Unlocked in USA tour. And that's Sunday, February the 9th, at Arizona Federal Theater, 400 West Washington Street, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $49.50 and up. And the number is 800-745-3000. The website, again, is Ticketmaster.com. North Mississippi All-Stars. Luther Dickinson made his recording debut in 1987, playing lead guitar on a Replacements record his father Jim was producing. 9 years later, he and brother Cody formed North Mississippi All-Stars, whose first release, quote, Shake Hands with Shorty, earned a Grammy nomination. They're here in support of Up and Rolling. American songwriter said the album, quote, looks backward and forward, reprising the dusky feel of the music that first inspired the Dickinson brothers to start their band, while pushing it into electric boogie and even psychedelic directions its founders might not have imagined, end of quote. They're appearing at the Crescent Ballroom, 8 p.m., Tuesday, February the 11th. The address is 308 North 2nd Avenue. The tickets are running $25 to $35. The phone number is 602-716-2222. The website is crescentphx.com. Little TJ. This Bronx rapper was signed to Columbia Records after the self-released Leaked surpassed 44 million plays on SoundCloud, and he lived up to the promise of those streams in late 2019 when he hit the charts at number 5 with a studio debut titled True to Myself. His best-known U.S. hits include the Platinum Brothers, Leaked, and Ruthless. He's appearing at 7 p.m. Thursday, February the 13th at The Press Room, 441 West Madison Street in Phoenix. Tickets are $30 to $130. The phone number is 602-396-7136. The website is thepressroomaz.com. The British singer-songwriter Lloyd Cole arrives on the Lloyd Cole From Rattlesnakes to Guesswork 2020 tour, a title promising to take the listener on a journey from his 1984 debut to last year's Guesswork, an album that couches the pop sensibilities and literate wordplay of his early work in the electronic textures of his more experimental moments. The result sounds like it could have been an even bigger breakthrough in the synth-pop 80s than the songs on Rattlesnakes. Q magazine praised the album as a rich, brave, eloquent piece of work. Thursday, February 13th at 7:30 p.m., he's appearing at the MIM, the Music Theater, at the Musical Instrument Museum, 4725 East Mayo Boulevard in Phoenix. Tickets are $54.50 to $69.50. The phone number is 480-478-6000. And the website is mim.org. Valentine's Super Love Jam. This year's Love Jam features Zap, GQ, Peaches and Herb, Tierra, The Dealey, Blue Magic, The Temprays, Sly Stick and Wicked, and The Floaters. Zap's hits include Dance Floor, More Bounce to the Ounce, and I Can Make You Dance. GQ topped the charts with Disco Nights, and Peaches and Herb had two huge singles in the 70s, topping the charts with Reunited after breaking through with Shake Your Groove Thing. That's at 7:30 p.m. Friday, February 14th at the Talking Stick Resort Arena, 201 East Jefferson Street in Phoenix. Tickets are $30.50 and up. The phone number is 602-379-7800. Ticketmaster.com is the website. Young Dolph and Key Glock. The Memphis rappers are bringing the No Rules Tour to Tempe in support of Dumb and Dumber, a collaboration that hit the Billboard album charts at number 8. Dolph told Variety that working together was Glock's idea, adding, "It was fun, just chilling. Nothing too serious." Pitchfork called Glock a dependable sidekick, trading bars with the older, more established Dolph about the weight of their chains and their weed consumption. "There's not much going on with this album," the critic added, "but there doesn't need to be. Their shared charisma is enough." And they're at the Marquee Theater, Friday, February 14th at 7:30 p.m., 7:30 North Mill Avenue in Tempe. Tickets are $30 to $60. The phone is 480-829-0607. And the website is luckymanonline.com. Sarah McLachlan is appearing. The Lilith Fair founder is touring an intimate evening of songs and storytelling, revealing the stories behind her biggest hits, including I Will Remember You, Angel, and Building a Mystery, accompanied only by cellist Vanessa Freebairn-Smith. The Canadian-born singer-songwriter will offer an insider's look into her songs as they were written. It's Saturday at 8 p.m., February 15th, Arizona Federal Theater, 400 West Washington Street in Phoenix. $46 and up are the tickets. The number is 800-745-3000, and the website is Ticketmaster.com. The Phoenix New Times also has some of the best free events, and one of those is Motorcycles on Main. You could take that sweet hog of yours out on Arizona's many scenic open roads, or just save yourself some gas and general wear and tear by taking part in Motorcycles on Maine. This annual gathering features bikers of all backgrounds and experience levels celebrating all things motorcycle right there on Main Street in Mesa. If that wasn't enough of a draw, the event also features live music, food trucks, a free raffle, and shopping at nearby stores. Why drive endlessly when street tacos are right there? The free event is set for 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, February 7th at Desert Wind Harley-Davidson, 922 South Country Club Drive in Mesa. Also, there's the Dia de Guadalupe. The town of Guadalupe is celebrating its rich history with Dia de Guadalupe, a free community gathering happening from 4 to 11 p.m. on Saturday, February the 8th. Head to the Guadalupe Mercado at 2201 South Avenida del Yaqui to join the festivities, which will celebrate the confluence of diverse cultures. The town was founded by Yaqui Indians and continues to be a hub for indigenous and Hispanic cultures. Saturday's event recognizes 45 years since the town, which was named for the Virgin of Guadalupe, was incorporated. Expect live music, crafts, bounce houses, food vendors, and piñatas. The music kicks off at 4 p.m. with a performance by mariachi Juvenil de Mi Tierra. Whether your taste runs toward hollow bunnies or decadent truffles, you'll find something to love during the chocolate experience happening in downtown Glendale. It's a new spin on the city's chocolate affair tradition, which is transforming from outdoor festival to indoor experience. Day two happens on Sunday, February 9th, when you can explore all things chocolate between noon and 5 p.m. at Glendale Civic Center, 5750 West Glendale Drive in Glendale. Expect live music, tastings, performances, artisans, and more. Or you can hop a shuttle over to Sarita Candy Company for a fabulous tour. Festival admission, including the tour and shuttle, is free. And now let's look at some miscellaneous events from the Arizona Center or azcentral.com. And the first, of course, is the beginning of the 32nd annual Arizona Renaissance Festival and Artisan Marketplace. Don't miss the action and adventure at the 32nd annual Arizona Renaissance Festival. The festival is a medieval amusement park, a 14-stage theater, a 30-acre circus, an arts and crafts fair, a jousting tournament, and a feast, all rolled into one nonstop, day-long family adventure. The website is capital R-E-N, capital F-E-S-T-I-N-F-O dot com. And the web or the phone number is 520-463-2600, and it begins February the 8th and runs through March the 29th. At the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts, I hear what you're seeing. Experience what a painting might sound like or what sounds could look like at I Hear What You're Seeing, a new exhibition from Scottsdale Arts Learning and Innovation at the Center Space Gallery inside Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts from January 17th through April 26th. The exhibition features seven visual artworks by six different artists. The artworks are interpretively translated into sound works by six graduate students at the School of Music and the School of Arts, Media and Engineering at Arizona State University's Herberger Institute of Design and the Arts. I Hear What You're Seeing is an experimental exhibition meant to bring sight and sound together to heighten art's inherent quality of conveying a mood, telling a story, and igniting the imagination. The ticket and event information phone number is 480-499-8587. The address is 7380 East 2nd Street in Scottsdale, and it's the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. Parking is free. At the Glendale Public Library, the main library, it's a digital help spot. Bring your smartphone, tablet, or e-reader and join librarian Marlene Jacobson to learn how to get free downloadable e-books, audiobooks, and more. It's Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. The event information phone number is 602-471-5670. It's for adults, and the price is free. It is at the Glendale Public Library, 5959 West Brown Street in Glendale. That's the digital help spot. The Arizona Heritage Center at Papago Park is featuring Thomas Breeze Marcus, Current State. The Arizona Heritage Center is proud to present Current State, an exhibition featuring the works of local artist Thomas Breeze Marcus. Curated in collaboration with the Arizona Historical Society, Current State is a collection of works that explore Breeze's personal experiences and identity as a part of the Acamel and Tohono O'odham communities. Displayed in conjunction with cultural artifacts and stories, the exhibition showcases how history, cultural heritage, and identity influence contemporary works. The price is included in the admission, and the admission is $12, $10 for seniors 65 and over, $8 for youths 7 to 17, and it's free for children 6 and under. And it's basically Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Friday through and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's closed on Sunday. The Phoenix Theater is producing Americano. This musical true story follows Tony, the child of immigrants who discovers his undocumented status when he tries to enlist in the Marines. When his lifelong dream of serving in the military vanishing quickly, Tony must confront his family, his heritage, and a deeply divided country. Featuring a sumptuous original score of new music, Americano casts a profoundly human light on what it means to be a dreamer. It's for all ages. The price is $32 and up. And the event information, 602-254-2151. And it's the Phoenix Theater Company, 1825 North Central Avenue. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for tickets. On February the 13th at 7 p.m., Ballet Arizona presents A Midsummer Night's Dream. Get transported to a magical world of fairy tricksters, love potions, and hilarious antics as Ballet Arizona presents its reimagined take on Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, February 13th through the 16th, with live accompaniment by the Phoenix Symphony. A Midsummer Night's Dream is a spectacle for theater and ballet fans alike. Set to artistic director Ib Anderson's critically acclaimed choreography, the masterpiece comes to life with all new sets, new costumes, and the only professional ballet company in the valley. Anderson celebrates his 20th anniversary as the artistic visionary of Ballet Arizona this season, and it was befitting to have one of his most beloved works reimagined to celebrate the milestone in his career. The last Ballet Arizona full-length production created of this magnitude was The Nutcracker in 2006, now acclaimed as one of the top three productions in the country by the New York Times. A Midsummer Night's Dream shows the lighter side of ballet and showcases Anderson's spectacular ability to tell tales through movement. Tickets start at $34, with discounts offered for seniors, college students, active military, and groups. Purchase tickets by calling 602-381-1096 or visiting balletaz.org. This production is sponsored in part by SRP and the Ballet Arizona Board of Directors, and that's taking place at Phoenix Symphony Hall on February the 13th at 7 p.m. It's for all ages. Tickets are $34. The Carnival of Illusion is coming to the Arizona Biltmore Resort. Hang on to your hat, grab your partner, and jump into an evening of old-world magic. This top-rated, up-close illusion show is revitalizing magic by blending their international travel theme with all of the charms of a vaudeville-inspired roadshow. Travel up close with the national recipients for Excellence in Magic and catch the longest-running Arizona theater show in history. Carnival of Illusion is magic, mystery, and ooh, la la. It's Saturday, February the 8th, at 4:30 p.m. till 6 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. till 9 p.m. For information, it's www.carnivalofillusion.com. That's CarnivalofIllusion.com. It's for people 8 years of age and above, and the price is $35 to $60. Cirque Eloise is appearing at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. For over 20 years, Cirque Eloise has combined the worlds of circus, dance, and theater, performing within an inventive stage design and accompanied by an original musical score and video projections, approximately a dozen acrobats and multidisciplinary artists rebel against monotony, reinvent themselves, and challenge the limits of performance. Again, that's at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. It's Saturday, February the 8th at 8 p.m. For tickets, phone 480-499-8587. And the price of tickets are running from $28 to $48. There's also a matinee on Sunday, February the 9th at 2 p.m. Prices again are $28 to $48. The Foothills branch of the Glendale Public Library is hosting a big band grandstand. Become a part of our big band, rehearsing and performing a variety of popular big band tunes at the Foothills Library. Musicians who can sight read charts are encouraged to sign up, and everyone else is invited to attend rehearsals as part of our audience. All players must bring their own music stands and instruments. For more information or to sign up, please email bigbandgrandstand@gmail.com or call 623-930-3844. It's for adults, and the price is free. It occurs every Monday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and that's at the Foothills branch of the Glendale Public Library at 19055 North 57th Avenue in Glendale. The Musical Instrument Museum, or MIM, is presenting an ongoing program that's running through September of 2020. It runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the title is Congo, Masks and Music, Masterpieces from Central Africa. Curated by Manuel Jordan, MIM's Deputy Director and Chief Curator, and Mark Felix, MIM Board of Directors member and international expert on African art, Congo masks, and music, explores the connections between masks and musical instruments while reflecting the diverse settings of masquerades. Masquerades take place for a variety of reasons: to educate, entertain, demonstrate power, and connect humans with the spirit world. Prices are $27, $19 for ages 13 to 19, $14 for children 4 through 12, which includes museum admissions. That's at the MIM, which is at 4725 East Mayo Boulevard in Phoenix. The phone number is 480-476000, and again, it's open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And lastly, we have an event by the Phoenix Symphony. It's the Music of ABBA. Experience an explosion of sound, light, dance, and sheer grooviness at the Music of ABBA concert featuring the Phoenix Symphony. Dance in your seat to favorites like Dancing Queen, Take a Chance on Me, Money, 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 Gimme, 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 and Mamma Mia, performed live. Performances are Friday, February the 7th at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, February the 8th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, February the 9th at 2 p.m. at Symphony Hall. And that's all the time we have for this week's broadcast. I hope you found it interesting and informative. This has been the Community Calendar for February the 6th, 2020, provided to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. Remember, you can listen to this and most other Sun Sounds programs at your convenience with On Demand. Go to sunsounds.org and click Broadcast Info and Audio. This has been Chuck Berry. I've had the pleasure of being your volunteer reader. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and thanks again for listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona.